Okay, this is Parakeet Aleph and Nachos Malachim. As we come to the end of this couple of brachim left in this section, Raman turns to speak about the days of Mashiach. L'chalof, Melech Mashiach, Asid Lamo, L'hachshir Malchus David, L'yoshna, Memshala Rishona. So in the future, so the Mashiach, the King Mashiach, he will go ahead and bring back the King David lineage, and he'll, what do you call it? It's what it was first, what it first was. Ubona Mikdash, he builds a base of Mikdash. And he gathers the exiled Jews. And all the laws go back to what they were early on, the time to the first temple. Korbanos, Korbanos. Just like it's written in the Torah. Anyone doesn't believe this. Someone doesn't wait, so to speak, for his coming. And not as only a heretic in the other prophets, but even in the Torah itself, in Moshe's prophecies, right? Torah Ido love. Because the Torah itself testifies to this coming of the Mashiach. These things are explained in the Torah. They include all the statements that are made by prophets. Even in Parshas Bilam, and even by in the area of Bilam, we see that there's prophecies are concerning these future Mashiachs. The Mashiach Rishon Shu David. The first one is David HaMelech, Shehoshiah Yisrael Miyad Tzarayan, that saved the Jews from their troubles. Mashiach Achron, from the second one, Sheomem Mibanav, that comes from his sons. Shemoshiah Yisrael Miyad Bnei Esav, that will save the Jews from the hands of Esav. Shemu Omer Arenu V'lo Ata Zeh David, who's referring to David HaMelech. Ashrein V'lo Karu Zeh Melech Mashiach. So in the second part of Bilam's prophecy, it's referring to Melech Mashiach. Derech Kochav, Derech, what do you call it? Kochav Yaakov Zeh David, that's referring to David. Kam Shem Yisrael. Again, when it says later on in the Bilam's prophecy, this statement, Zed Malach Mashiach, Machatz Pa'asei Moab, Zed David, V'cheinu Omer, V'yachas Moab, V'yimadah, V'chavah. So we see again and again these references in the prophecies of Bilam to David Malach and the future Mashiach. V'karkar, Kol B'nei Sheis, Zed HaMelech HaMashiach, Shem Ravo, Moshu Mayim Adya. V'yadam Yerusha, Zed David, again, this references to David Malach, Shem Ravati Yadam, V'yadam Yerusha, Zed HaMelech HaMashiach, Zed HaMelech HaMashiach, and finally, the other one there is Malach Mashiach, V'yadam Yerusha, Zed HaMelech HaMashiach, etc. So when it comes to the cities of refuge where accidental murderers go, so when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael and will add three cities to it, this was never fulfilled. And God obviously didn't give this commandment for no reason. But rather, in the works of the prophets, you don't need proofs because these books are filled with these matters. Halacha Gimel. Va'yal Daitcha. Don't think for a second. Shemach Moshiach Tzarech Lasos Osim Mosim. Machayas Ram Ba'olam. Machayim Mesim. Yosef Barmelu. This is one of the Rambam's more famous approaches. Ram says, don't think for a second that Moshiach has to do miracles and to make new things in the world and bring back the dead. Ain't ever came. This isn't the case. Shari Rabbi Akiva Chacham Galam Chacham Yishana Haya. Because Rabbi Akiva was a tremendous genius. And from the times of the Mishnah, Chacham Mishnaya, we Nosa Kilo Shal Ben Kuziyav Yahamelech. Right? And he was, of the supporters of what he called Koziba Melech, Ruhaya Omer Alav Shu Melech Mashiach, and he thought of him as the future Mashiach. Medima Hu Bechochach Medara Shu Melech Mashiach, and they all thought he was the Mashiach. Ajener Gamavonos, until unfortunately he was killed because of sins. Kevin Shinarag, once he was killed, no Dolhem Sheino, they realized he wasn't Mashiach. Losha Elu Menuchacham La Oslo Vobes, but the Cham never asked for a sign or wonder. Begudvaram Kachahim, this is the essential way that things are. Shatar Hazos, Chukea Mishpatea La Olam Lam Yalam, like the Torah, its laws and principles are forever. You don't add to them, and you can't subtract from them. Anyone who does add or subtract, or should gull upon him, Torah, or that goes ahead and what do you call it? Tries to go ahead and change something. And takes the mitzvahs away from their simple meaning. It's clear that he's evil and some type of heretic. Lachadal. If someone from the Davidic lineage gets up and it's clear he's engaged in Torah properly and he's involved in mitzvos like David, he understands both the written law and the oral law. And he basically compels all of Bnei Yisrael to walk in the ways of Torah and to strengthen any deviations in the path. He fights the wars of God. Then I raise Mashiach. Then we can assume, without question, he's Mashiach. Now, if he goes ahead and succeeds in beating all the other nations. Shviva surround them, Bona Mikdash, and he builds the base of Mikdash Makamo in its right place. The key mitzvah in Israel, and he gathers the exiles, the Jewish exiles. Then Harizim Mashiach Bavada, he's certainly Mashiach. Lo Etziach Adko, let's say he wasn't successful, O Nerag Biadua, or he's killed, excuse me, O Nerag, he's killed, Biadua Shein Zeh Sheiticha Lov Torah. And then we can be sure this is not the person the Torah promised us, right? The Kol Malchavi Yitavid, Hashleimim, Haksharim Shmezo. Rather, he's just like all the other kings of David, who were great and proper kings, but ended up dying. Lo Amido Kosh Baruch Nasus Bar Rabim. And then that means that God didn't put this guy up rather than just to test the people. Af Yeshua HaNitzri. Okay, so even Jesus, so what it called, he wanted to be Mashiach and he was killed by Beis Din. Kvar nizna about Daniel. Daniel had a prophecy about him. And this is a clear, what it called, obstacle here. All the prophets with Mashiach as the savior of the Jewish people, to gather their exiles and to improve their performance of mitzvahs. But Jesus, he tried to cause the loss of the Jews, right, by a sword, and to for the remnants to be scattered everywhere, to lower them, and to change the Torah, Lahatos Rov Olam, and to alter the rest of the world, Lavod Eloah Mival De Hashem, to serve a God other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava Machshavos Borei Olam, right? But when it comes to the intent of the creator of the universe, Ein Kol Piyam LaMasigim, we can't understand him. Gilo Derachinu Darchav, because our ways are not his ways, Lo Machshavosinu Machshavosav, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. V'chol Dvar Ma'ilu Shal Yeshua HaNitzri, V'shal Zeh Yishma'ili, so everything that applied to Jesus as well as to Muhammad, Sha'amban Akhra, that stood after him. These are all there to actually pave the way for the future Mashiach. And to fix the world to worship God, the monotheistic God, together. So, Kesad, how's this going to happen? Because the world was already become filled with the mention of Mashiach, as well as words of Torah and mitzvos and the commandments, upashid varim elu, and these things spread be'im rechokim in faraway lands of Avim Ravim, and in many nations who are lev, who what it called are stubborn hearted, v'him nosim nosim dvarim elu, and they go back and forth to these matters and mitzvos of Torah and the commandments elu, omer mitzvos elu, emes hayu, and they acknowledge, meaning these monotheistic religions acknowledge the Torah Shemitah is true, v'var bitlu b'zmanazeh. Right, but yet it was nullified. It just doesn't apply today. How you know those daros, and it wasn't followed for generations. Right, and they'll say some will say that no, the things are hidden. Yeshbaham that the enum kshutam, they should be taken literally. Gvar Moshiach the Gilan Estraham and Moshiach ready can reveal those own truths. This is what most people say. So therefore, Moshiach and Melech Moshiach. So when the true BMS, when the true Moshiach stands up, Yatsiach, right, and he's successful, the Yarum Vinasev Yad, the Yarum Vinasev. And becomes uplifted and exalted. They know for sure that they were lied to, that the true path is the Torah path. That ends Perek Aleph, and we will continue with Perek Yud Beis next time.